What's up, Stoic Squat? Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing we call life. Ever feel like fear's got you in its grip? Like it's controlling your decisions, holding you back from chasing your dreams? Yeah, me too. Trust me, I get it. Fear is a universal language, everyone experiences it. But the good news is, we don't have to be ruled by it. Today, we're diving deep into the world of fear and how to conquer it like the baddest warriors we truly are. We're talking about practical tools, real-life strategies, and a whole lot of stoic wisdom to help you become fearless in the face of anything life throws your way. First things first, let's acknowledge that fear isn't always a bad thing. It's our body's natural alarm system designed to keep us safe from danger. But sometimes, that alarm goes off when there's no real threat, like when you're about to give a presentation or ask someone out on a date. That's where the power of stoicism comes in. Stoics believed in controlling your emotions, not letting them control you. Think of it like this. Fear is a wave. It can crash over you, but it doesn't have to define you. By understanding its nature and developing coping mechanisms, we can ride those waves with grace and emerge stronger on the other side. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you conquer your fears head-on. 1. Identify your fears. This might seem obvious, but it's crucial. What exactly are you afraid of? Is it failure? Rejection? The unknown? Once you know your enemy, you can start developing strategies to defeat it. Think of it like preparing for a battle you wouldn't go into it blind, right? Challenge your thoughts. Fear often stems from negative or irrational thoughts. That voice in your head telling you you're not good enough or you'll fail miserably? That's just fear talking. Challenge those thoughts. Ask yourself, is there evidence to support this belief? What would I say to a friend who had this thought? 3. Focus on what you can control. We can't control everything in life, but we can control our reactions. Instead of dwelling on what you can't change, focus your energy on what you can. Take action steps towards your goals, even if they seem small. Every step forward builds confidence and diminishes fear. 4. Reframe your perspective. Look at challenges as opportunities for growth and learning. What can you gain from this experience? How can you use it to become stronger and wiser? Shifting your perspective can make all the difference in how you approach fear. 5. Practice mindfulness. Being present in the moment can help reduce anxiety and fear. When you're caught up in worries about the future or regrets about the past, it's easy to let fear take over. Pay attention to your senses. What do you see, hear, smell, taste, touch? This helps ground you in the present and calm your mind. Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this. You're preparing for a big presentation at work. Your palms are sweaty, your heart is racing, and all those nasty what-if thoughts are swirling around your head. Fear's trying to hijack your confidence, isn't it? But remember what we talked about. Identify the fear of public speaking anxiety. Challenge those negative thoughts, I am well prepared and capable. Focus on what you can control, practice your presentation, arrive early to set out, and breathe deeply. Reframe your perspective, view this as an opportunity to showcase your knowledge and impress your colleagues. Practice mindfulness, take a few deep breaths before you go on stage, focus on the room, and connect with your audience. See? You've got this. Remember, stoicism isn't about suppressing your emotions, it's about understanding them and using them to fuel your growth. Fear is a natural part of life, but it doesn't have to define you. By applying these principles, you can transform fear into fuel, courage into action, and ultimately, live a more fulfilling and fearless life. So go out there, embrace the challenge, and remember, you are stronger than your fears. If this episode resonated with you, share it with a friend who might need some stoic inspiration. Leave a review, let me know what you thought and how these insights have helped you on your journey. And as always, stay strong, stay wise, and keep rocking the stoic life.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.